A national group led by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder filed a lawsuit this week against Governor Walker for not calling special elections in two vacant legislative seats. Instead, Walker has scheduled them during this year's regularly scheduled elections in August and November. Republican State Senator Frank Lissay and Republican State Representative Keith Ripp resigned in December to take jobs in the Walker administration. Walker says calling special elections would be a waste of money. WUWM's Marty Michelson asked UW-Madison political science professor David Cannon if Walker's decision was politically motivated.
What the governor's critics are pointing out, and you're hearing this, you know, not only from the lawsuit from Eric Holder, but other Democrats in the state have been saying for quite some time that he is avoiding the special elections because the Democrats are doing quite well in special elections, and even here in the 10th district, Senate district in the January special election, they won a seat that had been held for many years by Republicans. So I think the concern is that they're holding off on these special elections because they think there's a good chance they might lose both of those seats. Whereas if you hold election during the regular timing, then you're likely to get higher turnout when the Republicans have a better chance of hanging on to those seats.
Democrats are accusing Governor Walker of holding off out of fear of what happened in northern Wisconsin in January, where Democrat Patty Shachner captured a Senate seat in a special election in a heavily Republican district. Is Walker holding off partly out of fear that this might happen again?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt that this is playing into their calculus, at least. And especially when you look at the language of the law, it's very explicit in saying, so I'll just read you the relevant portion from Wisconsin statute. It says, any vacancy in the office of state senator or representative to the assembly occurring before the second Tuesday in May in the year in which a regular election is held to fill the seat shall be filled as promptly as possible by special election. It doesn't say may be filled, it says shall be filled. But the loophole that the governor is trying to exploit is that because the resignations that opened up the seats happened actually in December, they're saying that, well, that was 2017, not 2018, and the law says that the election or the vacancy occurring in the election in which the year in which the regular election would occur, meaning 2018, you have to have the special election, which, you know, really doesn't make sense because obviously the vacancy being held, open longer would mean that there'd even be more of a rationale to have the special election sooner rather than later. So it really seems to be pretty clearly that at least part of the motivation here is a concern over losing the seats.
And what are the possible outcomes of this lawsuit?
There are three possible outcomes. They could either rule in the governor's favor, rule in the plaintiff's favor, just on the merits of the argument, or they could. One thing that could happen in this case is that because any court decision and the appeal, which could potentially get appealed all the way up to the state Supreme Court, is going to take time. And by then, the session's going to be over, and even special sessions that could be called to resolve some of the tax issues. I believe the Senate is scheduled for at least one day on March 20th. But, you know, the court proceedings are definitely going to spill over past March 20th and potentially past any special session that would occur. And so at that point, the governor's argument that, well, this is kind of irrelevant anyway because the legislature is not in session becomes more powerful. And so I think this would have been a much more effective lawsuit had it been filed right away in January.